When your car breaks, you can take it to a repair shop or try to fix it yourself. When your phone breaks, you're often at the mercy of the manufacturer, who may tell you that it can't be salvaged. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed tells us about the Right to Repair movement. It aims to make electronics easier to fix.
Juan Taboas grew up in Cuba, where he says fixing things is part of the culture. When he was a kid, his grandma had a transistor radio that seemed like it was always breaking.
I remember being in the kitchen with my dad, and we'd open it up, and we're trying to figure out how the circuit board is working and what went wrong. And that really got me into the whole idea that by fixing, you learn.
Taboas says tinkering breeds innovation, and fixing electronics also helps prevent waste and pollution.
Where does this waste end up? Electronic waste is actually very toxic because of the heavy metals, and we're poisoning people in the world with it.
Taboas is now a professor at the University of Pittsburgh School of Dental Medicine. He was one of several local academics who recently signed on to a letter sent to state legislators by the Pennsylvania Public Interest Research Group, advocating for consumers' right to repair. According to PennPerg, Democratic Representative Austin Davis of McKeesport plans to introduce a right to repair bill in the coming weeks. Such a measure would require manufacturers to make manuals and schematics publicly available and to provide access to the parts and tools needed to fix their products. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Liz Reed.